Hare Krishna. So today we'll just have the prayers and we'll read Bhagavatam. So mostly it will go to 8:30, 8:45, and then we'll have prasad. So that's the program.
Jai.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Sakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanyam Manobishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamakyam Datati Swapakantikam Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Mukam Karoti Vacharam Pangum Langhayate Girim Yatrupanamaham Vande Shri Gurum Dhinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Naroktamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Dhirayet Shinvatam Swakata Krishna Punyasravana Kirtanam Hridayam Tastohi Abhadrani Vidhinoti Suhritsatam Nashtaprayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, chapter number 4. The title of the chapter is Hamsa Guhya, the Hamsa Guhya Prayers, text number 47.
Aham Evasam Evagre Nanya Kinchantaram Prasuptam Iva Viswataha Aham Evasam Evagre
Aham Evasam Evagre
Nanyat Kinchantaram Bahi Samyana matram avyaktam Samyana matram avyaktam Prasuptam iva vishvatah Prasuptam iva vishvatah Aham evasam evagre Samyanamatram avyaktam Prasuptam iva vishvatah Aham evasam evagre Nanyat kinchantaram bahi Samyanamatram avyaktam Prasuptam iva vishvatah
Aham, I, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Eva, only, Asam, was,
Eva. Certainly. Agre. In the beginning. Before the creation. Na. Not. Anyat. Other. Kincha. Anything. Antaram. Besides me. Bahihi. External. Since the cosmic manifestation is external to the spiritual world, the spiritual world existed when there was no material world. Samjnana matram, only the consciousness of the living entities, avyaktam, unmanifested, prasuttam, sleeping, iva, life, vishvataha, all over. Translation by Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Before the creation of this cosmic manifestation, I alone existed with my specific spiritual potencies. Consciousness was then unmanifested, just as one's consciousness is unmanifested during the time of sleep.
So what every day, this is what we do. Some of the newcomers, we just read one sloka and then we read the purport and then we discuss about half an hour or 45 minutes. So I just draw your attention, if you can listen to the purport a little bit carefully. What I want every time, you know, like this is like a, you are investing your time, about an hour's time. You are. So I just want to have some return on investment. Everybody talking about return on investment. Whatever time you are investing, I just want you to get the best benefit out of that. Okay, so I don't, it's not like a, somewhere something is happening, so say when this is going to finish. That's all right. That's fine, no problem. But it will finish, eventually it will finish. But I want you to give some attention so that, you know, like the Prabhupada's words are there. So if you can, just even anybody can remember one point out of this, then at least we can discuss. Every time, instead of me talking all the time, at least you can also say, oh, I have understood something from here, or one point, or even one line, or one word you understood also, you can say your realization. So that will be beneficial, actually. So it's like a, wherever you go, you always do a takeaway. Like the takeaway concept is there. When you go to a feast, you do a takeaway. Same way, when you come to a class, Bhagavatam class or Bhagavad Gita class, you do a takeaway also. You just don't go away like that. You want to take away something. What is the takeaway? Actually, one principle or one point or even one sentence you can take away, and then that will make your life perfect. One point in one sentence of this will make. Because this is not my word, it's Krishna's word, Prabhupada's word. So thank you very much for your attention. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The word aham indicates a person. So children also can remember. Okay, these are one small sentences. The word aham indicates a person. As explained in the Vedas, Nityo Nityanam Chetanas Chetananam, the Lord is the supreme eternal among innumerable eternals, and the supreme living being among the innumerable living beings. The Lord is a person. The Lord is a person who has impersonal features. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.11, Vadanti tattat tavidas tattvam yajnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti sabhyate. Learned transcendentalists who know the absolute truth call this non-dual substance Brahman, Paramatma or Bhagavan. Consideration of the Paramatma and impersonal Brahman arose after the creation. Before the creation, only the Supreme Personality of Godhead existed. As firmly declared in Bhagavad Gita 18.55, the Lord can be understood only by Bhakti Yoga. The Lord can be understood only by Bhakti Yoga. The ultimate cause, the supreme cause of creation, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who can be understood only by Bhakti Yoga. He cannot be understood by the speculative philosophical research or by meditation, since all such processes came into existence after the material creation. The impersonal and localized conception of the Supreme Lord are more or less materially contaminated. The real spiritual process is therefore is Bhakti Yoga. As the Lord says, Bhaktya Mam Api Janati.
Only by devotional service can I be understood. Before the creation, the Lord existed as a person, as indicated here by the word Aham. When Prajapati Daksha saw him as a person who was beautifully dressed and ornamented, he actually experienced the meaning of this word Aham through devotional service. Each person is eternal because the Lord says that he existed as a person before the creation, Agre, and will also exist after the annihilation. The Lord is a person eternally. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur therefore quotes these verses from Srimad Bhagavatam 10.9, 13-14. Na chantar na bahiryasya na purvam na vikechaparam purvaparam bahishchantar jagato va jagatya tam matavatmajam avyaktam matyalingyam atokshajam gopikolukale dhamna bhavanda prakritam yata. The personality of God had appeared in Vrindavan as the son of Mother Yashoda, who bound the Lord with rope just as an ordinary mother binds a material child. There are actually no divisions of external internal for the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such it Ananda Vigraha. But when he appears in his own form, the unintelligent think him an ordinary person. Avajananti mam muda manushin tanum asrita. Although he comes in his own body, which never changes, mudas, the unintelligent think that the impersonal Brahman has assumed a material body to come into the form of a person. Ordinary living beings assume material bodies, but the Supreme Personality of Godhead does not. Since the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the Supreme Consciousness, it is stated here that Samhyana Matram, the original consciousness, Krishna consciousness, was unmanifested before the creation, although the consciousness of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the origin of everything. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 2.12, never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings, nor in the future shall any of us cease to be. Thus, the Lord's person is absolute truth in the past, present and future. In this regard, Madhvacharya quotes two verses from Matsya Purana. Nana varno harisveko bahusirsha bhujo rupati rupai asillayetat anyattu sukshma rupam sriyam vina asukta sukta ivacha milittoso bhavadhari anyantarantarat vishno srishischa lineva katyate. I'm not expecting you to remember all the sloka. Sukshmatvena haravustana leenam anyat apishyate. After the annihilation of everything, the Supreme Lord, because of his Satchitananda Vigraha, remains in his original form. But since the other living entities have material bodies, the matter merges into matter and the subtle form of the spirit soul remains within the body of the Lord. The Lord does not sleep, but the ordinary living entities remain asleep until the next creation. An unintelligent person thinks that the opulence of the Supreme Lord is non-existence after the annihilation. But that is not a fact. The opulence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead remains as it is in the spiritual world. Only in the material world is everything dissolved. Brahma Leena, merging into the Supreme Brahman, is not actual Leena or annihilation. For the subtle form remaining in the Brahman effulgence will return to the material world after the material creation and again assume a material form. This is described as bhutva bhutva praliyate. When the material body is annihilated, the spirit soul remains in a subtle form which later assumes another material body. This is true for the conditioned souls, but the Supreme Personality of Godhead remains eternally in his original consciousness and spiritual body.
So now the question. Did we understand anything? Even one sentence, one word, anything you understood? Anyone, doesn't matter. Just yes. What, even one sentence is okay. Yes.
There is one line which says the Lord is the person, impersonal.
Lord,
we worship the personal form, not the impersonal form.
Yes, very good. It's a great understanding. Yeah. Anybody else? Anyone? Doesn't matter. Whatever you, because everybody has the capacity, like the attention capacity. Sometimes we may remember everything. Sometimes we may not remember anything. That's not a problem. The exercise is not for that. Exercise is like whether even if you don't remember, I'm going to repeat it. Yes, anyway, you have to put up with it another 45 minutes anyway. Yes.
What stood out to me was the speaking of the idea that the impersonalists believe that the form comes into a human body.
Yes.
That's what stood out to me.
Yes, that's all. That's good. Because that's what we are going to discuss actually. Because we have a form, and Lord also has a form. So what is the difference between Lord's form or my form? So all these things we are going to discuss. Yes. Anything else?
Krishna
existed. Yes. Very important point. Very, very important. This point is very important because Krishna existed even before the spiritual world. There are two worlds. All we are going to discuss that. There are two worlds, two bodies, two situations, everything we can discuss. Yes, thank you very much. Thank you. Anything else?
Bhakti Yoga helps to do.
Yes, this is many, 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 many times it is mentioned. Bhakti Yoga is the process. Bhakti Yoga is the process to attain the understand the personal feature of the Lord. Yes, very important, very wonderful point. Yes.
The God has impersonal features also, but we don't have the capability to understand the impersonal features, so that's why we
the
personal features.
Correct. We are good. I think you all should give class. I should sit here. Because these are all the points I was thinking, and then you are all mentioning that. Then what is we saying? I don't want to say anything. That's the trick actually, because I was thinking, I was running out of points. I thought maybe I'll ask all of you. So you are giving me points. So based on your points only, I am giving my class.
I don't have any of that.
Yes, speculation process. Yeah. After the creation. Yes.
So that means bhakti is the original.
Yes, very good. See this? Very interesting actually. I thought maybe one Prabhu or one Mataji will give one answer, but everybody is contributing it. This is wonderful. Yeah. Okay, very nice point, very important point actually, because bhakti process is eternal. Your speculative process or the meditation process will come later. Bhakti, you can sit anywhere, sir. No problem. You can sit there. Yeah. Yeah. Bhakti process is eternal process. Bhakti is, Bhagavan is there, automatically bhakti is there. Bhagavan, bhakti, bhakta is also there. So automatically. Yeah. Anything else? I think you have covered so many points. I think you have a very big attention span. your big memory actually. Big, so many GBs are there. Yes.
And the point is Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan.
Yes.
You can understand those differences between those three
features. Yes. Wonderful. Thank you very much. Thanks for your kindness and remembering that. Because this is like, these points will keep on lingering in you. Should. Keep on lingering in our mind because these things are going to come with us. So we just, because most of the devotees know, we just repeat some of the basics. We have body. We have this body. The body is made up of what? Earth, water, fire, air, ether. This body is made up of. We have this body. This body is called material body. We all know this body is a material body. We have another body also. Does anyone know? We have another body. Huh? Subtle body. Subtle body is also there. We have a subtle body. So what is that subtle body? Subtle body is made up of three things. Manas, buddhi, ahankar. Mind, intelligence and false ego. The mind, intelligence and false ego. We have a gross body and we have a subtle body. This is, I am talking about us. Sir. I am talking about us. We have a mind, intelligence and false ego is a subtle body. And we have a gross body is made up of earth, water, fire, air, ether. These five elements. All these are documented in Bhagavad Gita. I am not saying something out of the this thing. Ether. No. These are there. Bhagavad Gita. In the 7th chapter. Bhumirapo nalavayur kammano buddhirevacha ahankara itiyame bhinna prakati ashtata. Everything is there. All these details are there in Bhagavad Gita. Not like a, actually as a matter of fact, we don't quote anything without reference. We should not. If you go to the court,
I think like that, perhaps it may be like that, maybe it may be. No, we have to have a solid reference, then only we talk. Otherwise, there is no point in talking about it. So, there says we have two bodies. We have a gross body and we have a subtle body. Okay. And this gross body, can this continue forever? Anyone? Can it happen? Cycle. What will happen grass body when the grass body, what will happen to the grass body? After different ways. It all the different elements in this body get merged into the different elements in the universe. Okay. So then what will happen to the subtle body then? Yeah. So the subtle body will go and catch up with another. Normally we have catch up. We have to catch up with somebody, catch up with somebody. So same way, this catch up business. Because whatever activities we perform in this lifetime, it's called karma. Whatever activities we perform in this lifetime, accordingly, this subtle body will carry to the next body. So the grass, another grass body will get. Depending on whatever activities you perform, you get a different grass body. The subtle body remains the same. Subtle body remains the same. Okay. So this is called death. What death means, the soul leaves this body. We are Atma. The body is there. We are the gross body, subtle body. But in addition to that, we are not the body. We are spirit soul, Atma. So the Atma leaves this body. That is called death. At the time of death, what happens? The soul leaves this body and looks for another body. The subtle body carries mind, intelligence and false ego. All the activities, all the impressions, everything you have put in there, everything is there in the subtle body. This subtle body, this is it. So this is called a transmigration of the soul. Transmigration of the soul. People migrate. Migration, that's migration. Transmigration of the soul from one body to another body. So when the soul transmigrates from one body to another body, what kind of body you get is depending on whatever activities you have performed in this lifetime. Accordingly, you get a suitable body. For example, you want to get a car. So whatever your savings are, accordingly you can get a car. Whether you get $1,000 car, you get a $10,000 car, you get $100,000 car, whatever you get, depending on whatever savings you have, whatever you have accumulated, whatever you have acquired in this lifetime, accordingly you get. Same way, whatever activities we have performed in this lifetime, accordingly we get a suitable body. If I have performed all pious activities in my body, then I can get a suitable body in the next life. Karma. That's called karma. If I perform all sinful activities only in this lifetime, then accordingly I get some sinful body, some body which is not very suitable, not very pleasurable. And if I have performed, again having said that, if I have performed all pure devotional activities, bhakti activities only in this lifetime, what will happen? What will happen? Go back to the spiritual world. But see, this material world means there is a cycle of birth and death. Birth and death. Birth and death is death. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani, jatare sayanam. This will continue. Again and again, taking birth, again. The cycle continues. But a person, if he is engaged in devotional service, in bhakti activities, then what will happen is like he will perform bhakti throughout his lifetime. So then he does not have any punya, he does not have any papa. So he does not have to return to this material world. Then he goes back to the spiritual world. Spiritual world is the world where there is no more. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, na tad bhasayate suryo, na sasanko, na pavakah, yadhyatva, na nivartante, tadbhama, paramam, mama. You come back to my spiritual world. There is no need of sun, no need of moon, no need of electricity, no need of assignment, no need of job, don't have to file your tax returns, nothing. All these problems are, one stroke you sort out everything. Yadhyatva, nivartante, tadbhama, paramam, mama. Krishna says, you come back to my abode. What are you doing here? I am giving you the key for the Vaikuntha. You are waiting for the key in the real estate agent for one bedroom apartment actually. Krishna is giving the key for the Vaikuntha Dham. You come back and you live with me happily, enjoy life.
And we are very busy engaging in the getting some temporary situation here. This is our problem. But again, you have to live somewhere. I'm not saying like leave the house and leave the place and go away or something. Yeah, you have to live somewhere. You have to live comfortably, eat properly, do something. So, but this is the process. The bhakti process is the way how the we have body, the material body, we have a gross body, we have subtle body, the atma is just, we have to carry the atma back to the spiritual. So this is like a background. So because sometimes, you know, like if you don't have the background, then keep on talking about something. What this fellow is keep on talking. You know, like, so at least I just want to give a background. Then now we can only class start. You think the class is finished, now we start it. Because this is like a background. You have to have a background, then only we'll at least make some sense. You know, like. So now we'll come back to today's class. So, Srila Prabhupada says, the word aham indicates a person. We all know that some of the Prabhupada mentioned. Aham is a person. You are a person, I am a person, she is a person. Everybody is a person here. Nobody is imperson. And Prabhupada mentioned, like if I have to give something, give a garland or something, I can just give it to the person. If I have to give a garland to the imperson, how can I give a garland? Can't do anything. I can't do any service to the imperson. It's very difficult actually. So Prabhupada says in the purport, the word aham indicates a person as explained. Nityo nityanam chetanas chetananam. Because we are persons and Krishna, that Krishna is also a person. But there is a bit of difference actually. The person, we are also person, he is also person. But his personality is Satchit Ananda Vigraha. Sat Chit Ananda. Sat means eternal, Chit means knowledge, Ananda means bliss. Sat Chit Ananda. That's why most of the time you heard this word, no? Like especially nowadays it is in the music, cinema, drama, everywhere this is Sat Chit Ananda, Sat Chit Ananda. Even the bhajans also, this Sat Chit Ananda will come. If you go to any bhajan also, Sat Chit Ananda. What is the Sat Chit Ananda? Sat Chit Ananda. Sat means eternal, Chit means knowledge, Ananda means bliss. So Krishna is reservoir of Sat Chit Ananda, everything to the highest degree. We are also a little bit a small sample. We are also a sample of Sat Chit Ananda only. We are also sample because we are also Sat Chit Ananda to some degree. But now our situation is we are a little bit covered by the material nature, covered by Maya. So that now, like now we are thinking like we are this body, I am the enjoyer, I am doing this, blah blah blah. So we are doing all these things here. So when this is what he is saying, Krishna is Sat Chit Ananda Vigraha. He is a Vigraha. He is like a Vigraha means when you say Vigraha, there is a form. Like when you see Krishna here, Shyam Sundar form. Krishna is a Shyam Sundar. Shyam Sundar is like, it's not like Shyam Sundar is like just some one homogeneous cloud or something. Yeah, Krishna has the feature also. Krishna has an impersonal feature. Krishna has a personal feature also. Krishna is situated as a Paramatma, as a in the heart of all the living entities. Also, that feature is also there. So, Krishna says that. And here, the Lord is a person who has also impersonal features. Lord, you have impersonal feature. Srila Prabhupada gives a big, nice example. Like we know the big businessman, Tata, Birla, whoever it is, you know, like. So they have businessmen. So the whole industry, Tata, is all running under his influence. You go to this factory, everything is happening in the Tata's name. But you go into one room, you may not find Tata there. The Tata may be sitting in his executive chamber or whatever, he may be sitting there. But on his order, everything is happening. All these different transactions, different arrangements, everything is happening. But you can't go and find Tata. But it is Tata's energy working through all these things. Same way, Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he is there in the spiritual world. Not only spiritual world, he is everywhere. Antantarashtam, Paramanu, Chayantarashtam. Even in the atom also he is there. Krishna is there. Krishna is there here. Everywhere Krishna is there. And Krishna's energy, everything is moving. So you just, on that level, you see only the energy. That level you can see. And you see the other level, so you can see Hare Krishna. Please come and see.
Yeah, you see the other level and Krishna. Personally also Krishna is present here. Krishna is there personally, accepting the service. Because as Prabhu mentioned, it is very difficult to meditate on impersonal. We have a body and then very easy to meditate in a bodily feature. In the 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, I said, Klesho adhigatarastesham avyakta chakrashetasam avyakta hi gatir dukkam deha vadvir avapyate. Because we have deha. And it is easy to remember, easy to relate something with deha. It is easy. Correct? Yesterday we did Abhishek for Shri Gornithai. We did all this Alankara, everything we did. So, because it's a conception, we have a body. But one thing we have to remember, my body and Krishna's body is not one and the same. At the time of death, I have to leave this gross body and then the subtle body goes to the next body. But Krishna's body is completely different. Krishna's body is spiritual body. In the Bhagavad Gita 4th chapter, there was a conversation. There is a conversation between Arjuna and Krishna. It's a very interesting. Yeah. Arjuna, Krishna is saying, I have spoken this knowledge to the sun god Vivaswan and I spoke all these things. So Arjuna, Lord Krishna is speaking. So Arjuna is asking this question. Arjuna said, the sun god Vivaswan is senior by birth to you. How am I to understand that in the beginning you instructed the science to him? So this is like the question is, Lord Krishna spoke. And then Arjuna is asking, you are like, we are like the same age group. No? Arjuna and Krishna is the same age group. How do I understand that you spoke this knowledge to sun god? For example, like this is like if somebody says, you know, like somebody comes, yeah, I was speaking about this thing to that person, who is like maybe millions of years old, that person. How do we understand that? So people may wonder, hey, Arjuna is a devotee, he does not have a faith or something. No, he is setting an example and he is showing how to ask questions. So he is asking a question, he is saying, how do I understand? He is not saying, Krishna, you are bluffing. You are telling lies or something. No, Krishna. He doesn't say like that. He is asking, there is some problem in my understanding. I am not able to understand. He is not putting the blame on Krishna. Krishna, you are stopping something which is beyond this thing. But I am not able to. What you are saying is right. He is absolute truth. Param Satyam. Krishna is Param Satyam. Whatever Krishna says cannot be wrong. You all know the story. When Ashwatthama was going to be killed. At that time, you all know Mahabharata, Ashwatthama cannot be killed like that. And Dronacharya has to be killed. So, at that time what happened? It was becoming very, very tight. And then Krishna says, okay, this is because sometimes, you know, like that, you have to, they are playing a very evil game. So, we have to trick them out. Krishna knows all this. So, he says, now you have to tell. How to kill Dronacharya? It's not possible. So Dronacharya, then he says, Dronacharya was very much attached to Ashwatthama. When Ashwatthama says, Ashwatthama dies or something, then Dronacharya will become completely dejected and he will go out of the battlefield and then we can finish him off or something. So at that time, Krishna devised a plan. We asked Bhima to kill an elephant. That elephant's name is also Ashwatthama. So then at that time, very Tom, Dick and Harry goes and tells Dronacharya he is not going to listen. He will know. So he asks Yudhishthira Maharaj, now you go. Who is Yudhishthira Maharaj? Yudhishthira Maharaj is Dharmaraj. Only truth will come out of him, nothing else. So he goes and he says, Ashwatthama hataha. Ashwatthama hataha punjara. This is like this is last thing is Ashwatthama hataha kunjara. Because when the kunjaraha comes, you know, like this, put all this tara tapata, everything like that whole sound, and that kunjaraha went out of this thing only. So when Dronacharya heard Ashwatthama hataha, so now you may say, what is life? Whether it's a life, Ashwatthama hataha. Correct? Ashwatthama hataha kunjaraha. So we have to see, but now why Krishna has to do this way? Because They involved themselves, they killed so many things. They killed Abhimanyu. See, if you do all the adharmic activity, then don't think that, okay, you will get all the dharma will come to you. If you do something evil, then you have to face the evil also. So again, what I am trying to say is, whatever Krishna says, that is truth only, absolute truth. Krishna cannot say anything which is not true, absolute truth. So this is what the point we were discussing was, na, like how Krishna is like a supreme person. And Arjuna is asking that question. So Krishna is explaining what is it? Bahuni me vetitani janmani tamasarjuna tani ham sarva vetani natto veta parantapa. So he is saying, both you and me have taken many, many births. I remember all of them, but you do not remember. Krishna says, Bahuni me vetitani janmani tavasarjuna tani aham sarva vedani natvam veda parantava. Even though you are a chastiser of the enemy, you are a great warrior, you have all these big, big things, but you don't remember. You don't remember. Because when the body, the soul leaves this body, goes to the next body, we don't know what has happened in the previous body. Leave alone previous body, this body only. Yesterday, what I did, I don't even remember. I remember yesterday we had prasadam, that is easy to remember. We had nice prasadam there, everything was there, pakoda, sabji, everything was there, that we can remember. But day before yesterday, what did you do? You remember? Very difficult. Right?
I can't remember
also, those you not only. That is our situation. But Krishna says, we have taken many, many births. I remember all of them, but you do not remember. How Krishna is able to remember everything happened in the previous birth? We are not able to remember. Because Krishna does not change his body. Krishna's body is spiritual, and that is why called Sachidananda Vigraha and full. So he does not have to change body like us. And his body is not like our body, which is made up of earth, water, fire, air, ether. Nothing. His Krishna's body, Krishna's soul, Krishna's everything is same only. There is no difference between Krishna's body, external, internal, there is no difference. So that if we understand, then Krishna's body is eternal. And we also, Krishna is also recommending us, you also get your eternal body, you also come back to me. Why are you doing with this material body, going through the birth, death, disease, old age? This cycle we are going through. Janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi. Janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi. Birth, death, disease, old age. Somebody, Prabhu is looking for someone. He said, So, Krishna is asking. Krishna is actually, he is like a pleading. What are you doing here? Come back to me. So, this is the whole idea. So, Krishna's body, we have understood Krishna's body is spiritual. Our body is, we also have a spiritual body, but currently the spiritual body is like covered state. When that is why the process of uncovering that is bhakti. The process of uncovering this spiritual body and in establishing the connection with Krishna, that is called bhakti. So bhakti is not something very completely different. We all do bhakti. We all appreciate. See, sometimes when we go and see the mountain, go to Mount Buller, we appreciate. We go some other natural scenic place, we appreciate. Correct? We all appreciate. Correct? Nobody goes and cursing the Mount Buller, oh, it's like that. Everybody appreciates that. What do they appreciate? They appreciate nature. So go one level next. Who created this nature? Whose nature is that? It's my, not my nature. I didn't create that. It's Krishna's nature. Krishna has kindly created everything for our enjoyment. That is why he said Nityo Nityanam, Chetanas Chetananam. Krishna has created everything for our benefit so that we can live here comfortably and end of the life we can go back to Krishna. We have come to this material world anyway. Having come here, that is why we have to perfect the life. That is why the process given by the Acharyas, given by Lord Krishna, is somehow or other we engage our activities. Engage your activities in remembering Krishna, doing some seva for Krishna, doing activities which are favorable to Krishna consciousness, then at the end of the life we don't have to take birth again into this material world. So that is the bhakti process gives that facility. Otherwise, again, you may be a millionaire here this lifetime, again after this death, then you have to take birth again. What is the guarantee that again you become a millionaire? There is no guarantee. Okay. You may become a millionaire if you have performed all the pious activities, If you are not performing pious activity, again you become another pauper also. You have to start with the scratch one. Just like a beginning only you have to start again. So you have to be careful. So Krishna says that, and also Prabhupada says in the purport, as firmly declared in Bhagavad Gita 18.55, the Lord can be understood only by Bhakti Yoga. This Bhakti Yoga process is the only process of, because other processes are there. We are not here to debate on like a Jnana Yoga. But as Prabhu mentioned, the Bhakti Yoga process is eternally there. And the Jnana and other processes have to come back. Once after the creation only it comes. Here, do you have a question?
Is it the only process to go back to Godhead?
Yeah, only process. Because see, we are not saying that this is one of the processes, but other processes also. Actually, Srimad Bhagavatam mentioned there are many processes are there. Okay, this is many processes are there depending on different situations. But the prescription for this yuga, because if you go to a medical shop, so many medicines are there. I can't take any one medicine I want to take. Like, it doesn't work like that. You have some particular ailment and you have to go to the GP or whatever, and then they will give a particular prescription and you will get some particular medicine and you have to administer that medicine. Same way, yes, there are other processes are there, but those processes are not as effective as the bhakti process. Like here, because in the previous yugas, people were doing meditation, people were doing that process, this process, big yajna, big havan, all these processes were there. Even now it is there, but the process is like now, 5 minutes you are not able to meditate. How can you sit in the yajna or the fire sacrifice for a couple of months? Assuming I ask you to perform Ashwamedha Yajna, then you will faint there only. If I give a list of items you need for Ashwamedha Yajna, I give it to you, then you will say, throw it away. No, I don't want to do all of that. How much time it will take, how much money it will cost, and there is no qualified this thing. So, but the benefit of Bhakti Yoga, or especially more importantly, chanting of the names of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. This benefit is equivalent to or even better than all other processes. What you used to get by performing big meditation, big yaga, koma, everything, all these things can be done just by chanting the Mahamantra. You may wonder, how it is possible? How it is possible? How this can be done so easily? I'll give an example. For example, you all have studied in the university and colleges, everything you have studied. And the schools also. Sometimes the question paper, the exam, the question paper becomes very difficult. Have you experienced that? I think the elders would have experienced. The question paper becomes very difficult actually. What will happen when the question paper becomes very difficult? What will you do? What the students will do? You don't know all this thing. No, you're not going to go to this thing. Okay, what will happen? Anyone? What will the question paper becomes very difficult? What?
Throw in the bin,
yeah, that's I think here they can do that, but India things are a little bit different actually. When they will go to the university, they will go to the professor, sir, the question paper is very difficult. We should do something. So the professor also will think the question paper is very difficult, everybody will fail. Then the government will think what this professor is teaching, so he is not teaching anything only. At least we have to do something. Yeah, everybody is worried actually. So they say, the question paper is very tough. What we should do is, the correction should be a little bit lenient. Oh, this person, A plus B, yes. Oh, at least he has understood some basic principle. No, he is putting a line. Oh, he has understood how to draw a line or something. Oh, at least geometry is covered. The line he is able to put. Or he is able to write his name. So that is half of the thing is covered. Like this, grace. That fellow slowly will pass out. Kaliyuga situation is like that. Kaliyuga situation, manda sumanda madayo, manda bhagya, hi upadhrita, we are almost disturbed, quarrelsome, always no luck, nothing is there. So what will happen? Very difficult to make spiritual advancement, very difficult to understand God, very difficult to make any tangible advancement. So that is why Krishna has made the process also a little bit easier. I'm not making this. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, all the sages are saying in the Hale Dosha Nidairajan Asti Eka Mahan Gunaha Kirtanat Eva Krishna Sya Mukta Sangha Param Praje. The Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults. We all know there are so many problems here, problems there, that problem, this problem, war problem, pandemic problem, so many problems are there, correct? Kali Yuga is not an ordinary thing, so many problems are there. So many problems are there. But only one good quality in Kali Yuga, even though so many problems are there, a good quality in Kali Yuga is by chanting the holy names of Lord Hari, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Kirtanadeva Krishnasya, Mukta Sangha Parampradaya. By just remembering Krishna, chanting Krishna's holy name, we can get liberated from all these things. Why? Because when the question paper is tough, the evaluation becomes a little bit lenient. So the Krishna knows that. Kali Yuga citizens are very, very difficult actually. Panda Sumanda. We have a very, very low memory, low this thing. Whole memory is high, but our memory is low. You have phone 120, but what is your memory? You know, I don't even remember your mobile number only. That also you have to look in the address book only. So this is our problem. So that is why he said God's mercy, grace, the grace mark, the grace mark, the same grace, Krishna's grace is there. That is why he wants to give this process. So Prabhupada says here, bhakti process, the ultimate cause, the supreme cause of creation is the supreme personality of Godhead, who can be understood only by bhakti yoga. He cannot be understood by speculative philosophical research or by meditation, since all such processes came into existence after the material creation. So this process helps, especially for the Kali Yuga, especially the citizens of Kali Yuga, that they can also engage in these activities and they can perfect their life. Otherwise, it's very difficult. Asking you to, well, there was one rishi, Valmiki. He meditated 60,000 years. First of all, we won't live that much. 60 years only, a big circus only. 60 years you live, that is considered like a big circus. But 60,000 years, what is possible? Not possible. And then he meditated and finally had Rama Darshan. But not possible for us, actually. So for us, that is why this easy process is recommended. And Prabhupada says, the real spiritual process, therefore, is bhakti yoga. As Lord says, bhaktyama abhijanati. Abhijanati means, only by bhakti can I be understood. We can understand Krishna only by bhakti. Not by this, not by that. Because it's like it's a complete dependence on the Lord is there. Because when you do your other ashtanga yoga, other meditation, other speculation, all these things, you depend on, not directly depend on the Lord. You have depend on something else. You perform your breathing or your meditation, this or that. But bhakti process is like a bhakti, completely dependent on the Lord. Like child. The child is dependent on the mother. The child doesn't care. Like even though so many things happen, the child is saying, my mother is protecting me. That's it. Same way, when the bhakti process is like the devotee depends on the Lord. Complete dependence. That is what not needed. That is complete dependence on the Lord. If there is complete dependence on the Lord, then Krishna also says, this fellow doesn't have anywhere else to go, nobody else to protect him, I only have to protect him. But what happened now? Sometimes we also come to God, like, Krishna, please, I have, this is covered, that is covered, insurance is there, that is there, that bank balance is there, everything is arranged by, just in case anything fails, Krishna, you also please look after. But how will you feel if somebody comes to you? I've tried all of that, but anyway, just I'm just keeping you as a, what is that? Backup. You feel very annoyed. Okay, you are just feeling back, you're not dependent on me. But when you say Krishna, I don't care, I don't have anyone. Anath. I don't have anyone, no nada. But Krishna, if somebody depends on Krishna only, or then surrenders to him, Mamekam Saranam Braja, Krishna says, Krishna doesn't say, okay, let me go 5% here, 2% here, 3% here, no, doesn't work. Krishna wants, Mamekam Saranam Braja, Ahamkam Sarva Papebhyo, Moksha Isyami Maso. If you do that, then I will take you back. Whatever you have done, Krishna can kind of indemnify you from all these things, whatever things you have done. But it's not like I have now indemnified everything, again tomorrow I will start again. No, not that type of thing. Because when you surrender to Krishna, that means you completely give up all this materialistic way of life and then follow the process given by the acharyas of Krishna.
So, Prabhupada continues that each person is eternal because the Lord says he existed as a person before the creation and will also exist after the annihilation. The Lord is a person eternal. We are also a person. In 10 minutes we are going to have meal such. Please. Either you can go and come also if you want. No problem. So, this is like a Krishna is a person. We are also a person. We are also eternal persons only. We are also eternal. The body is not eternal. What we have to do is, we are also eternal, but the body is not going to be eternal. But Krishna's body, Krishna's soul, everything is same. That is why Arjuna's question where we discussed where Krishna, he can remember everything and we can't remember. Because Krishna does not change his body, we change our bodies. That is why we forget actually. Even within the body only we forget. That is another special feature of our Kali Yuga. Because same body is not changing, but even within the body, we don't know what happened yesterday or day before yesterday. That also we forget actually. That is a special Leela. And now, the personality of Godhead appeared in Vrindavan as son of Mother Yashoda, who bound the Lord with the rope just as an ordinary mother binds a material child. So this is Krishna. Krishna likes that. Krishna performed. Yeah, everybody is worshipping Krishna, offering flowers and it. But Krishna wants somebody like he said, kind of a. So for Krishna, it becomes a little monotonous. Everybody is worshipping, everybody is offering like that. Krishna sometimes he wants is somebody can chastise me, somebody can punish me. But who can punish Krishna? Nobody can punish him. Bhagavan, he is Supreme Lord, who can punish him? But Krishna selects somebody, okay, the very fortunate, very blessed person. So now you become my mother, you become my father. So that way, you know, like they also come and they perform this wonderful pastimes with Krishna. And they enjoy that propensity is there. So like a father placed with a child, correct? Mother placed with a child, that propensity is there. So that propensity is there in Krishna also. Everything, see whatever we have, it is there in Krishna, in the absolute form. In us, it is in a perverted form. Our problem is like here in the material world, it is in a perverted form. But in Krishna, it is everything in the absolute form. So now, Prabhupada concludes here in this sloka. He appears his own form. An unintelligent man think of him an ordinary person. This is a problem. When Krishna appears, some people think, oh, he is just like ordinary person. Because in Mahabharata, in the whole battlefield of Mahabharata, Krishna was there in the beginning. And then not all of them understood Krishna. Only very few people. Pandavas, Bhishmadev, Dronacharya, Kuntidev, Maharani. Like some of the people. But others thought, no, Krishna is ordinary, a Kshatriya boy. He's just a warrior. Maybe he's some capacity is there. That's it. They understood only like that one. But Krishna appeared like that. But he is not just like a warrior or Kshatriya or something. He is beyond all of that. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Janma Karma Chame Divyam Evam Yoveti Tattvataha Tyaktva Deham Punar Janma Naidi Mameti Sorjana. Janma Karma Chame Divyam. Krishna says, Krishna's Janma, Krishna's Karma are Divyam. Divyam, what is Divyam? Transcendental. Transcendental means they are not, no material things in that. Janma Karma Chame Divyam Yevam Yoveti Tattvataha. Somebody understands that in tattvata, in truth, tyakva deham punar janma naiti mameti sorjana. That person, having, if he understood everything in truth, that he does not have to take birth again into this material world. What a guarantee, what a wonderful offering from Krishna. This is what we have to understand. By performing bhakti yoga, by performing and doing bhakti, Krishna, we can understand Krishna's body is eternal. Actually, our body is also, we have eternal body also. So, we are entitled for that also. But by just performing this bhakti and understanding that Krishna's body, janma, Krishna's activity, everything is transcendental, then we also go back to him. So, that's why we have to understand this bhakti process is very, very powerful. The process, even though it may seem like we are just doing some regular activities, some bowing down, doing this and tulsi and taking some charnamrita. These activities may seem like very simple activity. Yeah, activities are simple, but the result is very, very potent. You have some question, Mataji? Yes.
We take over the
another
cross form.
Sorry?
We take over and into another cross form.
Yes. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Talking about Paramatma.
Yeah.
Krishna has also come in a different form.
Yeah.
So he's not, like, you know, we take it because of our karma, whereas the other one takes it because of our purpose.
Yeah. Krishna, that is why Krishna says he is, sorry, we didn't discuss the sloka. Next sloka, he says, Krishna, why he appears? He says, I am appearing and my sweet will, Atma Mayaya. He is appearing as his soul. We are forced by karma. Krishna is not forced by karma. Krishna appears in this world to perform this leela. Ours is suffering or whatever we are doing, but Krishna is not like a Krishna is a Leela. That's why he says after the sloka, Bahuni me vetitani janmani tavasarjuna, tani aham sarva vetani natvam veta parantapa. So that means I have both you and I have taken many, many births. I do remember everything, you do not remember. The next sloka after that, Krishna says, this is what I appear. Sambhavami Atma Mayaya. I appear on my sweet will. Krishna's sweet will. Krishna, nobody can force Krishna. He comes so that he can come and associate with devotee, paritranaya, sadhuna, vinasaya, dushkrutam, dharma samstha, vanadaya, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared yesterday. He appeared for different reasons, external reasons, internal reasons, so many things. But it is not controlled by anything. He is like a sweet will. He is like a sweet will. He comes like a governor. Governor has to come to this one place. So he doesn't need any permission, or any queen has to come to a particular. She doesn't need any permission from anyone. Can I come? Or she can come, because same way Krishna, he comes. Even though he is not obligated, but he comes to come give the associate and the devotees. So that way, this process, we have to take it very seriously. So starting very easily, simple chanting Hare Krishna, bowing down, taking this Charanamrita, and now everybody is waiting, prasadam, already is 9 o'clock. So prasadam, by doing this, how this movement was formed? What Prabhupada did? Same thing. Started like a giving gulab jamun, prasadam. By taking Krishna prasadam, the purification happens. And that is why, that's the process. Other things will come later. Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam will come later. But anyway, you have come before here. That's good. This is also good only. This is also good. Krishna Prasad only. So this way, slowly and steadily, we are building up our Sukruti. Sukruti is built up. Now, one day, the Sukruti quota will be there. That's it. That you are ready. No credit, no debit. No credit, no debit. What will happen? We have to close the contract. There is no credit, no debit. Same way, no punya, no papa, all devotional activities only, you go back to the spiritual world. That day will come. Don't think that we are talking something imaginary or some fairy tale. Like, yes, it will come. You engage your activities in remembering Krishna. The whole Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada gives an example. When you put the iron rod into fire, what will happen? You have to be attentive. What will happen? If you put iron rod into fire, what will happen?
The potency of the fire will
control,
like the,
it will become. No, the iron rod. Simple, yeah. You put iron rod into fire, the rod will become
hot.
One time it will become red hot. So at that time you call that iron rod or fire, or what do you call that? Still iron rod. But it has all the capacity to burn, because it become a completely red hot fire. Same way, this body may be material. This body is material. No doubt. We know that. But if this body is used in the service of the Lord, 24/7, like Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada is about to pass away. That time, completely, the whole body is like a, from bodily point of view, he was very, very, the situation was not good. But he could remember everything is going around by the will of Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. Even at that time, a little bit of headache only, we just write the message, I am not coming, please somebody do this, that. Some little bit headache, little bit of a toothache, little bit of a thorn has pricked. So immediately you put a message, I can't do that. Prabhupada was almost completely, very, very, very situation, very bad from material point. But that time also he could remember. Why? Because the whole body is used in the service of the Lord. So finally, there is nowhere else to go. Thinking about Krishna, always meditating on Krishna. So where else you will go? But if you remember something else, then you have to go there. That is what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Your thought process has to be fixed. Yam yam vapi smaran va. Because if you leave the body thinking about me, you will come back to me. So that is why the human life is an opportunity, so where we can practice this. The temple is a place where you can come and then meditate. That's fine, do this all. And go home and continue that also. It's not like a here only in temple we do, at home do something completely different and dance or something different things. Same activity will be done there also. So like this, keep on doing this activity, then end of this life we go back to Krishna. Stop here. If there are any questions or comments, anything else you want to add, please let me know. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Okay, let's go.
I had this wrong perception earlier before I got all this knowledge that Lord Rama and Lord Krishna are taken, you know, as a ordinary birth, and then because of practice they become Krishna, and then finally, you know, they can merge. So similarly, like I had this wrong perception that we can also become like Krishna, but then I got to know that we, until, you know, even though we are eternal.
Yes.
But still when we go to the Goloka Dham, we will still remain separate from Krishna.
Yes. The individuality is maintained all the time. Here, conditioned state also, even the liberated state also, the individuality is always maintained actually. So it's not like once you become liberated, liberation does not mean that we lose our individuality. The spiritual world also we maintain the same. Yes, that is the teaching of Bhagavad Gita. From the beginning of Bhagavad Gita is that only. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.